How are you, Dave?
Mate, good to have you finally in the studio.
Good to be here, mate, and officially formally interim coach. I'm done.
Exactly, you're done.
I'm done.
You're done, which is great because a lot of the coaches that have affiliations with other radio stations, and I couldn't speak to you, otherwise I'd get in trouble.
Yeah, no, it's good to be here and looking forward to a chat, bud.
Exactly. What was it like sitting in the chair after Greeny?
I had to adjust the height of the seat at first.
love it.
Nah, it was an enjoyable sort of 10-week period. It was challenging.
Yeah.
And it was tough taking over from a guy who taught me so much.
Yes.
Greeny was great for me as a coach. And
yes.
So once I sort of got over that, I guess, part of it and just got on with coaching and the job at hand, I really enjoyed the responsibility that came with being the head coach.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it hasn't sort of worked out, and the club's gone in a different direction. I'm going to go in a different direction.
I think that's a shame, because not the fact that I've known you a long time. I think you're doing a bloody good job.
No, I appreciate that. I've had, frank, I've had some really good feedback from a number of people, so that's always nice to hear.
Yeah.
Beat the Broncos, our most hated rival, so that was good.
Players for next year, how do you see, because a lot of people have bagged out the Cowboys for how they'll go next year. How do you think they'll go?
Listen, I think there's work to be done. There's certainly a lot of challenges in front of the club. I think, our playing roster does need to be turned over a little bit.
Yep.
I think we lack a bit of balance and a bit of depth to our roster.
Sure.
So there's certainly work to be done. But the one thing I did like about the last 6 weeks of our year was we started to see what some of our younger players were really capable of.
Mitch
Dunns, your Reuben Cotters, Tom Gilberts. I thought Jake Clifford started to play his best football.
Yeah.
We know Scott Drinkwater's a huge talent.
Mm-hmm.
The list goes on. There's a number of young guys there that I think I'd like to think I gave really good exposure to towards the back end of the year, which I think will only hold them in good stead. So with a good preseason under their belt, they'll only continue to grow. But I'm not going to sit here and make any huge predictions because it's a tough competition and the club's got a long way to go to get back up towards the pointy end. But certainly, I don't think all hope is lost.
No.
I think there's enough young talent there that, brighter days are ahead. But the club needs to commit to that talent. They need to really commit to developing that talent and not hang their hat on just the Jason Taumalolos and the Michael Morgans and the Val Holmes. To me, the future are those kids.
Absolutely.
And they absolutely have to continue to commit to them.